Residents of the town of Snow Camp in Alamance County are concerned about a proposed mining operation. They say it will cause environmental and health hazards. They're asking the state to deny its permit application. Naomi Prelo has more.
A quarry is an open-pit mine where rock, stone, and sand is dug up from the ground. The proposed stone quarry in Snow Camp would have a depth of 325 feet. The site would need to be dewatered and pump 500,000 gallons of water per day to get to the stone, according to the permit application. At a recent public hearing by the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality, dozens of residents spoke out. Pam Allen Causey knows what it's like to live near a quarry. She grew up when the Holmes Mill soapstone mine was in operation.
I remember the constant smell of diesel exhaust, the dust, and so forth. I played on the playground here at Sylvan School with a soapstone quarry just a few miles away. I remember the blasting. I remember the fear as a child. I'm a two-time cancer survivor. Is there any connection?
A company called Alamance Aggregates LLC submitted the permit application to the state. A company representative was at the meeting but declined to speak. The Alamance County Planning Department has already approved an intent to construct permit. John Campbell is a farmer. He's worried about how the potential stone quarry will affect his livelihood.
We sell lettuce and tomatoes and collards and cucumbers. And I have a well, and if the well were to go dry or to be polluted, it would make it so I couldn't water the vegetables. I couldn't do my living. I couldn't do what I do. I'm a farmer. I don't have another job.
The hearing brought out public figures in the community as well. Dennis Riddell is a state representative for the area. He wants to make sure the quarry also has to get a waste and stormwater discharge permit. The permit would put limits on discharges and protect water quality and people's health.
None of those sensible requirements are currently in place. Do we want to wait until the operation is in full force to get an answer? Quite possibly a very unpleasant answer.
The quarry would be close to a Colonial Gas pipeline and Duke Energy transmission line. Both companies say they haven't taken a position on the situation, but will continue to monitor it. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.